This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Petersburg Indian Association has a new artifact in its collection, thanks to the sharp eye of local police chief Jim Kerr. The stone tool may be thousands of years old. KFSK's Ari Schneider spoke with Kerr and others to hear how the unlikely discovery unfolded.
Kerr says he came across the artifact on the beach, totally by chance.
I was disposing of crab guts down at low tide, and while I was walking down there, I saw a rock sticking up and picked up the rock and thought it looked interesting.
Kerr said he's not supposed to say exactly where he found the artifact in the hopes of preventing people from looting that spot. Either way, he took it home, thinking it was just a funny-looking rock and that maybe he could put it to use as a paperweight. But on further investigation, Kerr found out it was most likely an ancient Tlingit artifact, a hand maul, to be precise. Forest Service archaeologist Jane Smith says it's hard to put an exact date on this specific piece, but based on the kind of tool it is, she estimates it could be up to several thousand years old.
So it would have been just held in your hand, and it was flattened on one end, and it had a lip on the top so your hand wouldn't slip off the top. And then it was used mostly for woodworking.
Smith said this isn't the first Tlingit artifact found in the area, but added that coming across tools like this is not a common occurrence, mainly because there probably weren't very many of them to begin with.
These tools were hard to make, and they were part of a toolkit, and most of them end up in an archaeological deposit buried. But people lose things. They drop out of the canoe, and you're like, dang it.
Kerr says legally he was not allowed to keep the artifact, so he decided to give it to the Petersburg Indian Association rather than pass it on to the state or federal government.
Because if I turned it into the state or the feds, my biggest problem with that is that it might end up in Anchorage, it might end up in Fairbanks or someplace else when it was found in Petersburg, so it needs to stay in Petersburg.
PIA Tribal Administrator Tracy Welsh says she's thankful to Kerr for passing the hand maul along to the tribe, especially because a lot of found objects like this one end up in private collections.
It's been great for the tribe. People have been asking questions. We have it in the office. We're still looking for a proper display for it. We're just thankful to Jim for thinking of us, and we're excited to see it back, you know, with the tribe and where it belongs.
Welsh added that having the artifact on display has given members of the native community a chance to connect with their history on Mitkoff Island.
We have a long history here, and so this is something that people from the community can come view whenever they want, and they can learn more about their heritage. So I think it's greatly important.
The PIA has some artifacts on loan from the Forest Service, but Welsh said the tribe has few, if any, objects like this one in its sole possession. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.